Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men graced the 15th World Bamboo Day celebrations at Chiang Mai University in Thailand on Wednesday. Speaking as chief guest on the occasion, Mr. Main noted that bamboo is often referred to as the poor man's timber, yet it offers a sustainable alternative to traditional timber. He said that bamboo is inseparable from the people of Arunachal Pradesh and it plays an integral role in the socio-cultural lives of the Northeast people, where it is used in traditional tools, intricate baskets and festival decorations. He also highlighted the innovative utilization of bamboo in the region, citing the production of agrogas, 2G bio, CNG and ethanol. Furthermore, Mr. Main also emphasized the ongoing efforts to promote commercial cultivation and support farmers in large-scale bamboo production. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik met Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandaviya in New Delhi on Wednesday. They discussed the promotion of sports and capacity building to broaden participation, achieve excellence in various national and international competitions, financial assistance for sportspersons and development of infrastructure. The Governor emphasized on the need for intensified efforts to scout young talent across every district of Arunachal. The governor also praised for state-of-the-art infrastructure, modern equipment and support systems to promote excellence in sports. Meanwhile, the union minister assured to provide assistance to young Everesta Kabak Yano and financial assistance for construction of a cricket stadium in the state. He also asserted on the need for sports medicine to boost the performance of athletes. On the third day of the ongoing Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign, a mass cleanliness drive at CG River Bank in Likhavali was conducted by the PHENWS, UD and Housing Departments along with District Administration. Luasing District, the students, public, NGOs and other stakeholders also actively joined the cleanup effort. Meanwhile, Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 was also observed yesterday at Jenging in Upper Siang District. A consultation meeting to adopt Eco India model training for the personnel of health department with a motto of all teach, all learn and moving knowledge, not people, was held yesterday at Civil Secretariat, Itanagar. The meeting was chaired by Commissioner Health and Family Welfare, Pavan Kumar Sen. During the meeting, the health department approved to adopt the Eco model and appointed Dr. Tana Nathung as its state nodal officer. Ek Per Ma Ke Naam, a mass tree plantation program is being carried out in various districts today. In Itanagar, the Itanagar Municipal Corporation conducted a plantation drive at Itafort. The MC also conducted social service by cleaning its surroundings. At Dapurjo, the BJP workers along with IPI Minister Nyato Dukam and MLA Tania Soki carried out mass plantation drive at Government High Secondary School. Similarly, in Dumporijo, MLA Rodebui undertook a drive at Government Secondary School. Further, the plantation drive was also conducted at Inkyong by the Upper Siang District Administration. A traffic advisory for Ward No. 7 of Itanagar Municipal Corporation was issued today by the Superintendent of Police Traffic, Itanagar. SP Traffic Saprej Perme visited the areas to assess the traffic-related issues firsthand. The visit aimed to gather information and develop strategies to mitigate the congestion and ensure the safety of pedestrians and motorists. A skill development training center was virtually inaugurated at Mahatma Gandhi Center, Hong Village in Lower Subansiri District yesterday. Special Commissioner, Delhi Police and President of Helping Hands Robin Hebo said the skill development training center will train the youth to be eligible for job placements within and outside India. In its first phase, 24 trainees each at electrician and plumber trades will be trained by qualified master trainers deputed by Medhavi Skill University, Delhi. Meanwhile, Assistant Director, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Gyati Kacho, suggested the training center to register the trainees at the National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme, NAPS, portal to ensure trainees get to avail on-the-job training. Two died and two more got grievously injured reportedly in an accident at Viaduct Bridge in between Nirjuli and Karsingsa this afternoon. The accident occurred after two motorbikes collided with each other. Meanwhile, the injured persons have been rushed to the nearby hospital. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.